Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and we are streaming stories every day on this new economy, how to deal with this new economy, make change, leadership, professional service. There's change going on at every level of this economy, and we're all having to deal with it. And we're trying to make this as relevant and educational as possible for our listeners. And thanks to our producers, Chris and Nathan, we think we're doing a better job every week. And for those who do listen regularly, you know that this face to my side is the one and only Mark Furman from the law firm of Tarlo Breed and Rogers, a cornerstone of the radio show, always on here keeping us informed on how entrepreneurs need to deal with this new economy. Welcome back, Mark.
Hi, Jeffrey. Great to be with you today.
You too. Mark, so much going on. What's happening in your part of the world?
Well, things are starting to open up, but it's going to be very slow, and God only knows when we'll be back to normal. The changes are, I think, going to be permanent with video conferencing, video conference hearings and telephone hearings, and not as many in-person hearings. I don't know anybody who's had an in-person hearing since mid-March, so I expect that to continue. I'm not expecting jury trials in the near future, but people are doing things remotely as best they can. We're settling cases and trying to move cases along. I did want to talk a little bit about the subject of insurance, because so many people, so many business owners have been dramatically affected. And for those folks who have all risk policies, many of them cover if you're closed down due to a government order. As you know, we've had a series of government orders going back to March that closed different businesses, restaurants, retailers, anybody who wasn't deemed essential, and sports facilities. And so the issue came up was, if you have, if you were closed down due to a government order and you had that kind of coverage, do you have, are you covered? In other words, were you closed down due to the government order, or were you closed down as a result of, the virus, the COVID-19. So the vast majority of policies, not all, do exclude virus from what is covered. But if you're closed down due to a government order and no virus has actually been detected on your business premises, do you have coverage? It's a huge issue for thousands and thousands and thousands of businesses. And believe it or not, there are cases around the country where which are raising this issue. The insurance companies have denied all the claims.
Of course.
But it's being fought, and there was a very favorable, it's actually being fought internationally. It was a very favorable decision at the trial court level in Paris, believe it or not, involving a restaurant. That decision led to the settlement of about 100 business interruption claims in Paris. There have been some not as good decisions for business owners as well, including in the United States. But insurance is typically determined state by state law. And so one of the issues is there damage to property or the loss of use of property? A lot of the policies require property damage or loss of use property. So the argument there is, you know, well, it's not like a fire that burns all the property, but this government order makes you unable to use your property. You're not allowed to have human beings on the property. So, I mean, these are issues that are going to be litigated. I think the ultimate result is unknown. But for business owners who have gone through the first smack in the mouth from the COVID-19 in terms creating an existential threat to their business, as people talk about phase, you know, the second wave and the third wave, I mean, you can imagine that the damages that businesses have suffered have been quite enormous. And even as now, you know, Massachusetts, we're doing pretty well. You know, the curve has come down and all. But as things start to reopen, you know, what's going to happen? And not everybody's treated equally. Restaurants may be allowed to open on a limited basis inside, but the number of people who want to eat inside is pretty limited. Sports facilities, so many sports facilities throughout the country, and a lot of them have leagues that play in them they can't have, so they can't practice social distancing in certain environments, and those businesses are going to continue to be just beat up as a result of all this. So I think it does make sense for people to look at, have somebody with expertise look at their policies and see whether they have a claim that's worth bringing or not. Not all policies are equal. The language is different, it varies, and you need particular language to give you the best chance of having a claim here. But it's an important subject, I think, that businesses need to look at who've been closed down due to government orders.
Well, I think it's important. I agree with you. Insurance is critical right now, but it also, for me, gives me implications to some of the bigger issues, and that is almost everything in business needs to be looked at right now. What are you doing to stay in business? How are you going to stay in business? How are you going to position for all these changes at a micro level with accounting, with insurance, with how staffing, strategies, you know, how are people generating new business in this economy? There are, you know, you're not getting out and meeting people. And if we're in for a long-term change, maybe permanent for years, how are these businesses going to deal with it? It's difficult. I just finished a book about, you know, an aspect about the Second World War and the British, and they never expected the war to go on for so many years. And, you know, it became a reality of life at the end. When you look at some of the factors that some people are predicting about different parts of the economy and the instability, we could be looking at, a prolonged change in the economy with the change of government, which will change a lot of our tax laws, estate planning laws. This is just the beginning of entrepreneurs, I think, and leaders needing professional help to really find their way through this. Good professional help.
I think that's right. If they come up with a vaccine, which hopefully they will, there's an issue about how safe it will be, how effective it will be.
It's long-term effects.
I'm sorry?
It's long-term effects.
Yes, exactly. So, this is a game changer for people. And because it is a game changer for people, it's certainly a game changer for every business. We're all affected. We continue to work remotely. I work every day, but I haven't been in my office since March 16th. And I never would have thought that I could work effectively remotely every day for the last 4 months, but
Wife loves it.
Most of the time, but you know, necessity is the mother of invention, that old saying. It's certainly true, but there's you know, in my practice, with the courts closed and all these government orders extending deadlines and in cases, it just I haven't seen the point yet of driving into the city.
So well, I know even mediation you mentioned last time has changed things. And I know that, you know, someone I know is going to be going through a mediation in the next couple of weeks. They were asked to go to a lawyer's office and they said, no, we want to do this on a Zoom. We do not want to see a group meeting for a mediation. But again, even the way people are looking at you know, at settling deals are different. I mean, this is the time to make deals and move on and don't carry too much baggage.
I think it is. It's a good time for mediation. The you know, there's a lot of great technology now to do remote mediations, and I think they can be as effective as a real in-person mediation. You know, it's up to the party's willingness to mediate. Everybody's got to be willing, and you want to have a really good mediator. And but with the technology, it's I think it's a great opportunity to get some of the leftover baggage pre-COVID-19 in the rearview mirror and try to focus on really what's important moving forward.
I think that's true. Let's focus on what we need, where we need to get, and let's get rid of all the little distractions, because we're going to need to be more streamlined and mobile. Or flat mobile in terms of being flexible. We've been speaking with Mark Furman, a anchor sponsor for Radio Entrepreneurs. We thank you very much. Mark, if someone were looking for you for good sound legal advice during this time of change, how would they find you?
I can be reached at mfurman, F-U-R-M-A-N, at tbhr-law.com, or my direct line is 617-218-2025.
Thank you very much, Mark, and we hope you stay well and look forward to hearing you again on Radio Entrepreneurs.